Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Kent Back was the National Cattlemen's Beef Association reacting to the death of former Prime Minister Abe of Japan in just a moment.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Week in the Rockies coming up July 11th through the 15th. It'll be broadcast live from Little America Hotel in Cheyenne, Wyoming on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction will happen each day at 8 a.m. Mountain Time. 206,000 head will sell that week, over 34,000 weaned calves, and 106,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Kent Backus is the Senior Director for International Trade and Market Access for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. With us today to talk about the late Prime Minister Abe of Japan, assassinated at the end of this last week. Kent Backus says the willingness of Prime Minister Abe to open up trade in Japan with other countries, including the United States, was so valuable to the U.S. beef cattle industry.
Well, the loss of Prime Minister Abe, it's a great loss for the world. He was really a good leader, someone who not only cared deeply about the people of Japan, but really tried to bring Japan into a bigger leadership role and to help kind of steer the global economy in a positive direction. So, going back several years, it was my pleasure to work with his staff, definitely trying to expand trade between the United States and Japan. Japan is a big market for us, but it's always been a very tough market for us. And prior to Prime Minister Abe coming into power, it was a very protectionist market. He was really the one that spearheaded trade liberalization and really pivoting Japan from being that protectionist society and growing their economy through trade.
I know that, when you think specifically U.S. beef, we had the cow that stole Christmas put us on the sidelines for a season, and we finally were able to start slowly but surely getting that market reopened. And when we were finally able to get all that opened up, they have been such a tremendous partner with U.S. cattle producers, and it's been remarkable.
It truly has. And you remember the cow that stole Christmas. I don't think that's something any of us ever want to see again. But really, there was a lot of dedication from our industry and with their government, too, to keep those conversations going. We were able to get the market restored, but we were limited to 21 months for many years. It wasn't until Japan wanted to join the Trans-Pacific Partnership that they ultimately lifted that restriction from 21 months to 30 months, and then we saw our sales increase significantly. Not too long after that, they removed that BSE restriction altogether. Now they are our second largest export market. They compete for that top spot on a regular basis. We have a great relationship there. We have a growing market in Japan. And part of that is just due to the dedication of the people in our industry, but also by having visionary leaders in both countries who saw the importance of supplying U.S. beef and other U.S. agricultural commodities to Japanese consumers, and likewise opening a market here in the United States for Japan's goods. So, again, a sad day for the world, a sad day for those of us in agriculture who had the pleasure of seeing the benefits of positive leadership like that and see it just taken away so soon. But I think it is a challenge to us to continue to strive for better relationships with our trade partners, to use trade as a vehicle for change and to change things in a positive way, and to strengthen relationships with our allies. And so I know at NCBA, that's one of the things we'll continue to try to do is to continue that legacy and to provide more opportunities for U.S. cattle producers.
Kent Backus on former Prime Minister Abe of Japan. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 70th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show happening July 22nd and 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers. Network with fellow cattlemen. Check out the latest products and services from the sold-out trade show. And Friday, OCA will feature a forum of the Republican candidates in the runoff for the U.S. House District 2. Then on Saturday, a forum will feature the two GOP Senate candidates in the runoff for the final 2 years of Jim Inhofe's seat. If you're in the cattle business, you need to be there. OCA's Convention and Trade Show. Details at okcattlemen.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.